Okay, we continue in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hey, continuing with the laws of candle lighting on Friday night. Kishiyadlik, when you light the candles, Yavorech, you make the brocha, brocha to Hashem, Elokim, Elokim, Asher, Kiddushan, B'mitzvah, Sovet, Sivono, Lahadlik, Ner, Shel, Shabbos. And that's regardless, Echad Ha'ish, Vechad Ha'ish, it doesn't matter if a man or woman lights, that's the brocha you make. Gam b'yantuf, also when you light on yantuf, tzorech levarech, you have to make the bracha, again bracha tashem, etc., but ending lahadlik ner shel yantuf, to light the yantuf flame. U'b'yom ha-kippur below Shabbos, if it's Yom Kippur and it's not Shabbos, okay, yesh mi she'omer, there are those who say, Shelo yavarech, that you don't make a brach on it. V'ayin l'kam in simen tof reish yud, and look later on in simen tof reish yud, that there's an opinion there that says if the custom is to light, then you make a brach on that as well, as we'll see with more explanation shortly. Says the Ramah, Yesh mi shomer, there's another opinion who says shemavorchim, you make a there's an opinion that says you make a bracha kodem hahadloka, before you light, you make the bracha before you light, because if they make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Yesh mi shomer, there's another opinion that says shemavorch achadloka, you light after, you make the bracha after the lighting, because when you make the bracha, that's when you're accepting the Shabbos. If you accept the Shabbos, how could you light the candles? So we have an issue. But it's not going to make sense if you make the bracha after. But still, in all kadeshi hey over lasiyoso. So if you're making the bracha afterwards, how do you make it that it comes out before you're doing the mitzvah, right? You have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, but in other words, you have a catch 22. If you make the bracha, you've been makabel Shabbos, how could you light the candles? If you make the bracha after you light the candles, you make the bracha after the mitzvah, not before the mitzvah. So this opinion is saying what you do is so that even though you're making the bracha afterwards, in order to make it before the mitzvah, lo yehenna mimenu, don't benefit from the candles until after you make the bracha, and then you haven't benefited from the light. So how do you do that? So therefore, misimim hayod lifnei yed, you put your hand in front of the candle, achar adlocha, before you light it, so to not benefit from the light, umavorch, and then you make the bracha, v'achach misalkan hayod, then you remove your hand, v'zeh mikri over las yosa, then you've created a situation that the bracha was before you did it, because that's before you benefited from it. V'chein aminug, and that is the custom. Okay, let's take a look at big Mishnah Berurah coming up here. Chaf Aleph, kishiyadlik, when one lights, you make the bracha. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, kishiyesh chupa be'erev Shabbos, when there's a wedding on Erev Shabbos, you delay it at achar shkiyas acham, until after the sun sets, which now you can't light candles. Va'isha ain't a reitz l'kabel Shabbos l'nei chuppah, and a woman does not want to accept the Shabbos before the chuppah. Why? Pentitzarch lasos odeis adover os Shabbos, because you may need to still do something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, and if you've accepted the Shabbos, you're out of luck. Okay, and therefore tadli kaner below bracha kodem chuppah. Light the candles without a bracha before the chuppah, and then after it's b'chashecha, when it's dark, tifros yodeh ala neros, put your hands over the flame so you don't benefit from it, usavarech, and make a bracha. That's a little bit dicey. Oh, keshehu adayin bein hashmashos achar chuppah, if it's still bein hashmashos after the chuppah, tell a non-Jew to light the candles for you. Lo gazru al shvus ben shvursach mitzvahs, because the rabbis did not decree on rabbinic prohibitions such as telling a goy to do a malacha when it's twilight and for the purpose of a mitzvah, as we mentioned earlier in Siman Reish Samach Aleph. V'hi tavarech, and the woman can make the bracha. Okay. Now, there is an opinion who says this. Now he's going to react to it. For Tomach Remus and the latter rabbis wondered on both of these suggestions. Okay? First one was, light it earlier and make the bracha later. He says, the lo shach bracha bideluke v'omenes. You can't make a bracha if it's already lit and standing that way for a while. Ubefrat, especially the ata, now that it's dark, husman isr l'hadik, you're not allowed to light it when it's dark. V'ech tomer, how could you say, v'tzivar l'hadik, Hashem, you commanded me to light. You can't say you commanded me to light when it's dark. That's the first thing they don't like. Second thing, v'al idach takon, the second one, of twilight, to have the goy do it for you, the tourmaline hud l'hadlik, gam kenka, it's also difficult. There's no shlichus for a non-Jew. You can't make a non-Jew your shliach to do your mitzvah. Right? So it's like it wasn't lit by you. In Cain, so fair, so therefore, he ate a medleka. It's like she's not making a bracha. So how can the one make a bracha? Let's say a Yisrael asks another Jew to light. And even if it isn't in Shlichus, you tell another Jew to light, the one who commands shouldn't light, but the one who lights should make the bracha. Certainly over here, when it's a non-Jew, the Yisrael is where the woman shouldn't make the bracha.
So, later achievers,
what? No, let's say it was before.
Says
she wants the other one to light, and she'll make the bracha, but she won't light. Before twilight. He's saying, even that, you, in my opinion, say you can't do that. Umaskach wrote him, and the latter one conclude, Eitzach has to give you another solution. So the problem is, this lady, you know, wants the light, but she doesn't want, she wants to be able to do malacha. So how do you get around this? The later rabbis conclude, Eitzacher is another solution to this, Lezeh, the Hine, which is Lefimah, the Kaim, which we hold, Yechol Evarech, she can make the bracha on the lighting, Ulahasnos, and make a condition, Al Koponim, at least, Bilitzarch, in a necessary situation, such as this one. Sheinu Mekabel Shabbos, she's not being Mekabel the Shabbos with her lighting. So too, in this situation where she still wants to do work, haray, and this is a situation litzarch where she needs it. Vetadlik utavarch, so light and make a bracha. Kodem shalchas zechupa, first she goes zechupa. Sas to make the condition she is not being mekabel the Shabbos, but that's only litzoyrech. Vua dinami sending over here. Beisha shechol leil tefilasa. Let's say a woman has to go to mikvah bear of Shabbos. Tadlik, she can light the candles, the tzvarach, make the bracha, kodam alichas, so basic, but fill before she goes to the mikvah. V'tas, make a condition, she'edu v'kabal Shabbos, adachar v'chiz v'chid. She's not v'kabal Shabbos, till after she washes her hair and all that stuff. In other words, over there, they didn't have their own luxurious bathrooms in their own homes. So the lady went to the mikvah, she did everything there. And then she ain't coming back. She's going to the mikvah and dipping after the sun sets. So, but she has to light candles, right? For us, it's not a problem. Ladies walk to the mikvah after sunset, so they've lit before. They prepared at home. But here the preparation has been the mikvah. So light before it gets the sunsets, well before sunset, and make a condition not accepting the Shabbos. Then do all your preparation in the mikvah, and that's how you get out of that. Okay, you can see where it's going to be a lot of pizkei tshuva and all this stuff. All right, so this was the solution. So we have the solution now. She can make a condition. However, it must be litzorech. There's got to be a need. So going to the mikvah was a need. A wedding was a need. We'll have to see how far we stretch this. Chafes lahadlik. The bracha is you commanded us to kindle the ner shel Shabbos. Vafil keshemadli kamaneres, even if you light many candles, but the word is ner, in the singular, kindle a light for Shabbos, still, tov yosha shomer ner, you should say the word ner, which is singular, ki ikra chiyuv ner, because the main chiyuv is to light one candle. One candle is the mitzvah, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, same thing. So even though you're customary light more, still we just call it near. Chav Gimel, Gam B'Yontov, you make the brachos on Yontov, Ein Tzarech Lever Atzmayim, but you don't have to make Shechiyanu Al Hadlaka on the lighting, because Shechiyanu really is on the Yontov, and this one was really established on the coast of Kiddush and not on the lighting. So a woman does not have to make a Shechiyanu when she lights the candle on Yontov. But Miu B'Makam Shinogu, but the custom is to make it at the lighting. Ein Lim Chosper, you don't protest what they're doing, because they're Yotzei the bracha, even if they don't make it on a kos. All right, so you should know, when a woman makes Shechiyanu on Yontov, it's when she lights the candles, it's for the Yontov, not for the kos. We'll have to see, there's some ramifications to this point. Chavdal Ner Shal Yontov, that's the bracha. Tim Chal Yontov v'Shabbos, if Yontov comes out on Shabbos, Omer, you say Shal Shabbos v'Shal Yontov, you say both things. Chafei, the Mishnah Berurah references you, the Shulchan Aruch references you to Siman Tov Resh Yud. What's going on over there, says the Mishnah Berurah in Chafei. The Mei Mishnah Mechaber, the Mechaber brings Dasa Posik, an opinion, Hamatzich Varet, that says you have to make a bracha on Yom Kippur. We're talking about Yom Kippur. Shulchan Aruch said on Yom Kippur, it's not Shabbos. His opinion says not to make the bracha. But over there, the Mechaber brings an opinion, says you do make the bracha. The Sfila, that opinion holds, the Gam Yom Kippurim, also Yom Kippur, Av Shem Bo Achil Shit. Yeah, you gotta wonder, why would you have to light on Yom Kippur? The main reason we light on Shabbos is for Shalom Bayis. And what's the Shalom Bayis? So you could see what you're eating. But you're not eating on Yom Kippur. So what do you have to light for on Yom Tif? So Av Shem Bo Achil Shit, Ve'ein Shechel of Mitzvah, there's no Oinik Shabbos with the light. If the Achil Shabbos still is, you have to light Shum Shalom Bayis. There is Shalom Bayis. In other words, there's two aspects. There's Oinig Yontif and Shalom Bayis. Oinig Yontif is you want to be able to see your food. Okay, that you don't have, but there still is Shalom Bayis. You don't want to bump into things and get angry when you stub your toe. So that will apply under all circumstances. There's many reasons why we light the candles. Shalom Bayis is one, and that would apply all the time. Kafav Kodam Adloka. Now, there's an opinion that says you make the bracha before you light. Why? Kishar kol mitzvah is like any other mitzvah. Shem avorchen aleim overlei asyos. You always make the bracha before the mitzvah. The other opinion says chav zayin achrei avloka, after the lighting. Why? This really holds the tivarech. If you make the bracha beforehand, harikilu kibul shabbos. It's like she explicitly accepted the Shabbos, and then v'shuv asur lalik. Then she can't light the candles if she's been makabel the Shabbos. The imke therefore beyom tov. Now let's switch to yom tov. The Lo Shayach said, we don't have the problem of lighting candles on Yom Tov because you can transfer fire. Right? So you can transfer fire, then L'chayra, that's not a problem. So then you could make the bracha first. So then L'kulim, I'm according to everybody, Tevarech, you can make the bracha V'achatadlik, and then light. So Yom Tov, you'd reverse it. V'das, I'm going to the Mugger Rum says, no, the Lo Plug, let's not make a difference because you're going to confuse the ladies. Avol harbe achlorim sfil, but many latter rabbis hold no. Like we said, so you do make a difference on Yom Tov when you make the bracha first.
Does it matter if it's
We'll have to talk about that.
Does it matter if it's before?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. The achila. Harvey, where are we? Yeah, okay, so we're finished. Now let's take a look at tons of Piskei Tshuva. There's so many different topics over here that we have to wiggle our way through. Look. Okay. Starts with the bracha, Ladlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Okay. Now, he says the custom is when the woman makes the bracha, she makes it quietly, and her husband and children do not have to hear the bracha. Very early sources to that. That's going back to Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosfos. Wow. So, in other words, she says it, but she doesn't have to say it loud for the whole family to hear the bracha. Then he references you back somewhere else. Mm. Well, then he brings down, though, from the Debrecen Rebbe, over here, he says, in Hungary, many regions in Hungary, they were makbid that the husband should hear the woman's bracha and say amen after her bracha. Okay, but nowadays, we don't know, even in those congregations, they don't do it. Okay, so it seems the predominant minhag is the woman does not make the bracha loud for her husband to hear it.
Bring down the
nope. You don't have to, but she says it quietly, and the husband doesn't have to hear it. Nobody has to hear it. I mean, usually the husband's in shul anyway, but not necessary. And he's saying, listen, it's not an avera if she says it out loud, but it's just saying the custom is they don't say it loud, and she just makes the bracha for herself.
Very unusual. We always talk about saying amen to.
Well, you don't have to be there. If you're there, the point is, do you have to say, okay, husband, I'm lighting and I want you to be here to hear it and answer amen?
No, for the children.
So you don't have to. That's a different issue. That's a different issue. But we're not talking about that right now. If you want to be machav, then you have the girls lighting themselves. So I don't have to hear you. Okay, now here is a custom is, you're not going to like this one, that the lighting of the candle should be after the woman has bathed and put on her Shabbos clothes.
I like it.
Okay.
Don't you like it?
I'm not there.
Okay. That's the way it should be done, because you're bringing in the Shabbos. So when you're bringing in the Shabbos, you have to be. It's no difference than the husband goes to shul. In other words, when you're bringing in Shabbos, the Shabbos queen is coming in. So you have to understand, if you would be invited to a very important dinner party where the queen was coming, would you go in your, you know, in your robe?
She'd come in her robe.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. So that they should be fully dressed, because the Shabbos is coming. See, that's the problem. When you don't think that the Shabbos is a reality, but you just think it's a day of the week, you're missing the whole point. But the Shabbos is coming. That's an entity. It's an entity that deserves respect. Okay, more than the Queen of England. All right, so you have to be dressed as such to show the respect for that. That's what he's saying. That's the custom. However, certainly, they bring down, if it's very late, then she should certainly light the candles in her weekday clothes, and then make a condition she's not accepting Shabbos, and then go take a shower. She's not makabel the Shabbos. Or she should wash in a way where it's not any chil Shabbos. But that's not the lechatchila. Okay. Also, another thing should be done. It's good. It says tov. She should wash her hands before she lights the candles. Okay, because before you do any mitzvah, you should wash your hands. I bet you most ladies don't do that. So you have something to tell your wives today before they light, as if they're not stressed enough. Just like before you daven. You wash your hands before you daven. Mincha, marav, because you're doing a mitzvah. You prepare yourself for a mitzvah. So she should wash her hands beforehand. And she should also give some tzedakah before she lights. Okay. She should have the flame that she's going to use ready in her right hand before she makes the bracha. Not you make the bracha and then start looking around for things. Now, again, if you have these, then it depends how modern you are, but usually just light a candle and you got the initial candle ready to start lighting everything. Now they have these fancy things with these long gold silver extensions. Yeah. And just give it a click. But then again, you'd have to click it first, because what if you click it and nothing comes out? What if it's out of gas? So you have to click it, so it's got to be ready in her right hand. Like any other mitzvah, you do it with your right hand. And then you begin to light from the right side, b'tzad yamin, on the right side, that's if there's a right side, and you shouldn't interrupt with any speaking or delay what's not necessary in the lighting, from the beginning of the lighting until the end of the lighting. And after the lighting is done, then she says all the prayers that she says. Now, okay, interesting. What about a kala? It's the first time she's lighting. She doesn't make a shechayanu, although she's better for to have a new garment on, for which she'd have to make a shechayanu and have in mind the first lighting for shechayanu.
She's lit before.
If she's lit before, then I guess not. Well, she's not making shechayanu anyway, we're saying. Essentially, she's not making a shechayanu. We're just saying she should wear a new garment to make the shechayanu on a new garment for sure, and maybe you'll say that. Okay. Now, what about mistakes? We'll skip all that. Okay, now we go to the main issue. Do you make the bracha before or after the lighting? So we say, what do? You first light, put your hand in front of the flame, make the bracha, then remove your hand in front of the flame, and that way you've solved the issues. And the Shulchan says, that's the minute. All right? Okay, and again, the reason is because if you make the bracha first, it's like you remember Makabel Shabbos explicitly, and then you can't light the candle. Okay, what if she made a mistake and made the bracha before she lit? She should still light afterwards, even if she made the mistake, because it looks like she's Makabel Shabbos, but she probably wasn't, all right, by making the bracha. One second. So, tell us a bracha, can you know? But if she already began to light, I'm only sure he's chila badloka. Let's say she started to light, and then she makes the bracha, and she didn't finish lighting the candles. She lit two candles. Then she made the bracha while she's in the middle of lighting. She's got another three to go. I don't know. She can't finish the lighting. She asked her husband or somebody else to do it because she's already lit a couple candles. So it's kind of, the bracha's worked. You understand? So therefore, it's not a good idea. So she should light them all before she make the bracha, not just while, because she can be in such a rush. She's figuring, I might as well make the bracha while I'm lighting. Not a good idea. Okay? Okay. Okay, again, what about Yontif that comes out on a weekday? Many have the custom to make the bracha before and afterwards light. Right. Nogin Levarech Kodem. And, okay, and some are like the Magen Avram. And they always make the bracha after the lighting, low plug. And if different customs, there's no official ruling. In other words, you could do either way.
I mean, without covering one's eyes.
What?
Without covering one's eyes.
Right.
What if you're not lighting from a pre-existing thing? You're doing it before Yontif. You're adding on to the Yontif.
Doesn't matter. Still no prohibition to light the candles. Listen, you have to strike the match before you're making any bracha. Anyway, so the match is struck. And you have the candle. The candle has to be lit before you make the bracha. So what's the difference?
No, we're saying you say the bracha first before Yontif.
You're striking the match. You're not going to make the bracha before you strike the match, are you? He already said that. You have to have, the flame has to be lit before you make the bracha. So there's no issue of creating a fire here. You always have to have the candle lit, right? Under all circumstances.
You just had to have it, know that it would work.
No, you have the
you
candle.
You said you practiced before, that's working.
I didn't say that. You have to have the candle should be lit.
I didn't understand that.
So you practiced before. You ever turn on a car and it worked, and then you turned it off, and next time you turned it on, it didn't go? Right? Just because it worked before doesn't mean it's going to work. When was the last time?
2 seconds before. It's not likely.
Well, keep the flame on. I don't understand. Is it that much gas you're wasting in the time of making a bracha? You keep the candle lit. You want to have these fancy gizmos, so you have to keep the candle lit. Right? It only makes sense once you turn it off. Even that time to just light it is a hefsek. How is that different than striking a match? We're saying you shouldn't make the bracha and then strike a match. Well, don't make a bracha and then click the thing. It's also an interruption that's not necessary. You want to do it immediate, so you have to have the flame ready to go. So if it's immediate, the flame is ready to go. Now, that so a yontif can go either way. Now, what about a man who lights on Shabbos? Well, the common custom is he makes the bracha and then he lights, because he probably is for sure not being mekabel Shabbos when he lights it, because he has to go to shul and all kinds of other things. But a woman, even if she makes a condition that she's not being mekabel Shabbos, still the custom is she lights and afterwards makes the brachas of lo plug. So that's where the woman is different than the man. The woman on Shabbos always lights first and then makes the bracha. While on Yontif, she can do it the other way around. A man always does it the other way around. And again, he's emphasizing you have to be careful to connect the bracha to the lighting as much as possible and not make any interruption with speech or other things from the beginning of the lighting until after the bracha. If she did interrupt after she spoke, which she's allowed to, Okay, all right, we'll stop. There's more Piskei Tshuva still to do, so we'll have to pick it up on Monday.
Is it distinguished between Yom Kippur? Is it a Yom Tov or more like Shabbos?